Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week on Harmonia, we'll listen to the music of a small fraternity of Renaissance and Baroque composers who were blind from childhood. We'll travel to Spain, Italy, England, and the Netherlands to meet these exceptional musicians. A new release of Antonio Vivaldi's music by the ensemble La Serenissima will also be featured. The first movement from Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto for Violin, Strings, and Continuo in B-flat major. It was performed by La Serenissima under the direction of violin soloist Adrian Chandler. This piece comes from a new release on the Avi label and the second of a series entitled The Rise of the North Italian Violin Concerto. This young and vibrant English ensemble has recently gained a reputation for their peerless Vivaldi interpretations. History has a way of minimizing certain details from the lives of composers. But when we move in for closer inspection, we find things that often give us a much greater appreciation for a composer whom we know little about. There's a small fraternity of composers from the Renaissance and Baroque periods who were blind from an early age. These men, who lived and worked in Spain, Italy, England, and the Netherlands, share a common experience beyond the inability to see. They were all successful keyboardists, with one exception, who mastered their chosen instrument and came to have their compositions published. We'll begin with late Renaissance Spain, where we'll find the organist Antonio de Cabezon and the vihuelist Miguel de Fuñana.
Thank you.
Two works by Miguel de Fuñana, his song Morenica Dame un Beso, was preceded by a fantasia for solo vihuela. Before that, we heard a pair of organ works by Antonio de Cabezon. On Harmonia this week, we're exploring the music of a small group of composers from the Renaissance and Baroque that were blind from an early age. We move from Spain to the Netherlands, where we meet Jacob van Eyck, recorder player, carillonneur, and an expert in bells. His most famous published work, Der Fluitenlusthof, consists of nearly 150 pieces for recorder, a good many of which have become part of the instrument's standard repertoire. Music of Jacob van Eyck is performed by Antonello and directed by Yoshimichi Hamada.
Thank you.
two pieces from Jakob van Eyck's Der Flötenlusthof. Antonello performed under the direction of Yoshimichi Hamada. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring the music of Renaissance and Baroque composers who were blind from an early age. Our next stop is late Renaissance Italy, where Antonio Valente lived and worked in the Spanish dominion of Naples, a city where he published the first book of solo music for the harpsichord, entitled Intabulatura di Cimbalo. Decades later, in Venice and well into the early Baroque, Martino Pezzenti also achieved publishing success by composing collections of madrigals, arie, instrumental music, and even a mass. We'll hear Sophie Yates perform Valente's Tenore del Passo e Mezzo, followed by Ensemble Aurora's performance of Martino Pezzenti's Gagliarda Seconda. Martino Pezzenti's Gagliarda Seconda was performed by Ensemble Aurora under the direction of Enrico Gatti. Before that, we heard harpsichordist Sophie Yates perform Antonio Valente's Tenore del Passo e Mezzo. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the music of a small group of composers who were blind from early childhood. Our final composer in this week's program has the distinction of having been admired by one George Frederick Handel, who would make his way down to Temple Church in order to hear Dr. John Stanley improvise at the organ. Stanley's catalog of works is large and includes compositions for the stage, court, church, and more. Among these, we find two different collections of concertos for keyboard. We'll hear John Toll as soloist with London Baroque in Stanley's Harpsichord Concerto in C minor, Opus 10. Thank you. Heard John Stanley's Harpsichord Concerto in C minor, Opus 10, performed by London Baroque with John Toll as soloist. Our new release of the week features the vibrant English ensemble La Serenissima on the AVI label in a program of vocal and instrumental music by Antonio Vivaldi. We heard Dolce Fiamma, Sweet Flame, performed by soprano Mary Lawson with La Serenissima under the direction of Adrian Chandler. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.